Welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast, where we help you learn, develop, and launch your business, whether it be marketing, business tactics, whatever. We're just here for you, okay? Now, on the last episode, as promised, we're just going to do a quick walkthrough of what it would be like if you decided to work with Growing Media your first 3 months, your first 90 days, what that looks like. If you guys missed the last episode was all about how marketing saves lives. It really does. There are so many ways that it does save lives. So you really need to market. Anyways, so let's just dig into it. First 90 days, your first 3 months of Growing Media. So we tell all of our clients or incoming clients or anybody that we talk to about onboarding anything. Like we tell them, hey, let us do at least 3 months with you. And the reason for that is because if you try something for like a week or a month, it doesn't really change anything. So like think about playing an instrument, right? If you practice an instrument every day for a month, you might learn a couple of things, but you won't really still be, you won't be motivated by your progress. Most people wouldn't, at least. And so you can't really expect things to just shift and completely change in a month. Now, can they? And have we seen that? Absolutely. That does happen, but it's just not common. We always tell people a good 3 to 6 months is what you need to see real change, especially when it comes to your business, your marketing, you know, how customers get funneled into your system and everything like that. So week one, what we would do is we would sit down with you and be like, hey, what all do you have already? What, you know, can we get all the assets, your logos, your colors, everything that we would need to start producing content for you? We would take a look at your website. What's your SEO like? What is your, what's your positioning like in the market right now? And we'll take a look at all that. And then if you've already been producing content, and we will see what works, what didn't work, and maybe what can we improve upon? What can you improve upon on your side, you know? And then usually within those first couple of weeks, we will shoot some content. And what we're really good at is we will come in for a day at your place or places, wherever, you know, your business is, whether it's you're working in other people's houses or you have an office or whatever. We will come to you. You can also come to us, to our studio, if that works better for you and your budget. And we will shoot about 30 to 40 pieces of content in a single day. Now, what this does is this sets us up for the next few months to where we can just roll out content. We don't have to go shoot again. You're literally only sacrificing one day out of 3 months for your business, for the marketing. And then we take the rest. Okay. And that is a big deal because here's what we get to do over the next few weeks after that. So let's say after week two, we start really releasing all this content. Okay. So weeks 3 and 4, probably 3 through 6 is we're going to put out content. Now it's whatever frequency it sits into your budget. And, you know, so if it's two times a week, one time a week, 3 times a week, 5 times a week, whatever. And we're going to look at all those analytics. We're going to see what performed. We're going to see what brought customers into your door. We're going to see what and who clicked on your website and where they went after that. And we're going to see if they watched this piece of thing, clicked on it, and then walked into your door to buy something from your business. And what's cool is we can track all that. So we're going to test all of that for probably about a month and see what works, see what doesn't. And then we're either going to double down on what works and change what didn't, or we're going to switch things up until we start to get really consistent results over and over again. And then that's kind of what the next, like, so after week 6, it's probably like what weeks like 7 through 10 is just refining those things. And then by the end of, you know, roughly week 12, week 13, you're roughly 90 days or so, we're going to have a content strategy locked in. So then when we go shoot again, because we like to shoot every 3 or 4 months, when we go shoot again, we're going to get honed in on those exact things that your business needs to talk about, promote, market, whatever, like the things that your, like that works for your business or works for the type of marketing that you want to do, the type of positioning you want to have in the market, the type of person you want to be perceived as, or the type of business you want to be perceived as in the market. And this strategy works every single time. Now, if we didn't produce any results for you in those first 3 months, just fire us. Like we don't do contracts. We don't lock you into a year or something like that. We're not that type of business. We stand on our own work and we want to provide results for you. That's ultimately the whole goal of marketing, is to provide results, is to provide more impact, provide more reach, provide, you know, bigger, to get you a bigger following, or, you know, most importantly, like what most people want is more revenue. They want more money passing through the business so they can either hire more people or serve more people, or, you know, whatever, do more, make more money. Like it's okay if you just want to make more money. But, you know, marketing and putting yourself out there to, you know, so more people can see you, that's the biggest deal. So one thing that I didn't really hit on is paid ads. Okay, so we're going to back it up a little bit. And if you want to do paid ads, this will get your reach, you know, much faster. Like you're going to get more customers in the door because you can target the exact people that are perfect for your business or your product, for your service or your product. And the reason that, you know, like if you want to build fast, you want to do some paid marketing, but it's not in everybody's budget, which we get. And honestly, organic marketing, which is what we do a lot of, actually builds a better relationship with your customer because they know that they're not being targeted. If it's not, you know, doesn't have the little ad thing popped up on Facebook, if it doesn't have the little, if it's not on a TV commercial, you know, if it's not like an ad pre-roll on like a YouTube video or something, you know, people want to know that you're not just targeting them to get a quick dollar. Okay. So that's why organic marketing is still really, really great. And you have to have it for the trust factor, right? Cause anybody can create a paid ad and make a bunch of claims and then you buy it and be disappointed, right? Anybody can do that. But if you have, you know, constant organic marketing and reviews and, you know, things to back you up on your page, then you won't seem as slimy or suspicious, especially, you know, when it comes to marketing. So, I just wanted to touch on it because it can really speed things up for you if that's what you want, that's what you can afford. But we don't make people do that. And if we do, we start them out really, really, really slow, you know, where it's like, hey, let's do $5-$10 a day for your paid ads, right? And then, you know, let's say those paid ads by the end of the month brought you an extra $2,000, right? Well, you only spent, you know, let's say $300 on your first 30 days. Well, if you're paying for $300, that's getting you $2,000. What if you did $600? Would that then give you $4,000? Let's try it, you know? And so you can just slowly ramp up until you're all of a sudden making, you know, 5-10 times the amount that you were making along with your organic marketing because you're keeping that trust factor. And so that's, you know, kind of a quick synopsis of what that first 90 days looks like. Really week one and two is research and development and getting things ready and getting some content. And then we're just kind of full bore after that. And, you know, and we're honest, like we want to show you the analytics. We're not afraid to pull that up even if it's not as good as we wanted it to be. You know, there's a lot of, and I feel like there's a lot of companies out there that don't want to show you analytics, or they only want to show you certain parts of the analytics. And we don't do that. We want to show you everything. We want to open the hood because ultimately, we want to perform well and we want to do a good job. So we can only do a good job if we know what's not doing well. And so then whenever we know what's not doing well, we can then transition to something that is doing well. And then that not only serves you, but also serves us because that makes us better and serves you and makes you more money and more impact, more reach, whatever your main goal is. So yeah. So if you guys have been interested with marketing with Growing Media, please visit our website, growingmediamarketing.com. Send us an email. You can reach out to us even on like Instagram or Facebook, like send us a message. let's set up a meeting. Let's kind of talk about strategy. Let's see what you need. Let's get our eyes on things, and then we can send you a proposal to where, you know, we can set up your first 90 days with us and show you, hey, this is where we're at. This is where we want to be by the end of the 90 days. This is what you get in between that. And yeah, let's go. Like, I'm telling you, a 90-day sprint of marketing, or even not 90, 180 days, can radically change your business. We've even recently had a few customers where we were marketing so well for them, and they didn't even have big budgets. They were just doing like a couple posts a week, I think, or a couple videos a week. Super simple compared to some of our other clients. And they're like, hey, we need to press pause because there's too much work coming in. There's like, we're being overwhelmed. I can't hire enough people. So we need to pause the marketing because I can't handle the amount of work that'll come in if we continue the marketing. So if that says anything about, you know, what it can do for your business, and if you're interested, just please even leave a comment on this video and we'll somehow get back to you. We would love to work with you. All right. That's it for this episode. Super simple, super short. Your first 90 days of growing media. We will see you on the next episode. Bye.